Okay, let's call it a wrap, huh? Let's get the hell out of here before I get myself fired. But before we go, let's kill Kodiak. That's a wrap. I think we did everything. I think we did everything we wanted to, didn't we? We'll be back tomorrow. What's tomorrow?
Oh, tomorrow is National Hootie Hoo Day.
That's right. We ought to kill Paul, too, now that I think about it. Did we get him? I think we did. Did we get him?
Oh!
A little delayed pain there. Kill his wife, too, while we're at it. That's... Sorry, folks. I don't normally do this, but... We get her? Oh, what's that noise? Disregard that. Hey. Oh. Who's that? It's awfully young to be Paul's wife. Wait a minute. There's Paul. Someone tell me what's going on around here. Give me the gun back. What does this thing do? That's not a gun. Who did we hit there? Anybody? Who's that? KSTP, good old St. Paul, big time Minneapolis. Sleep well. Who's that? Who did we get there? John Haidt. No, don't hit him.
From ABC News, I'm Paul James, feeling lucky and thankful. About half of the 150 people forced from their homes by a wildfire near Jackson, Wyoming, have been allowed back. Kay Jones is one of them.
The first thing I'm going to do is get on my knees and thank God that I still have a home.
The winds have diminished, which has been a big help to firefighters. An amusement park ride called Chaos fell over. At an amusement park in Muskegon, Michigan, at least a dozen people suffered broken bones. The Code Red computer worm is expected to launch another attack tomorrow night. It can slow down, even shut down websites. As ABC's Lisa Sylvester reports, it affects mostly government and business computer systems.
The worm spreads without users even knowing it. When instructed, it will bombard government websites trying to knock them offline. The Code Red worm forced the Pentagon to temporarily shut down its websites last week. Code Red specifically targets Microsoft Windows NT and Windows 2000 operating systems. Users of Windows 95, Windows 98, and Windows ME are not affected.
A report by the National Academy of Sciences says it will be possible to significantly boost automobile fuel economy over the next 10 or 15 years. At the White House, ABC's Ann Compton. President